Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It is time for the bigger picture. We are going to be talking about DBS first quarter results just ahead, but overnight it was all about the FOMC.
Yes. We had FOMC giving its usual routine rate decision, but no changes as expected. And what was more interesting was the commentary around where things are going from here. And they have pledged to keep interest rates near zero until the economy has weathered the pandemic. And what's really interesting is he is painting a rather tough picture ahead. So brace yourself for tough times, especially when you look at the first quarter GDP numbers that was down 4.8%. And you have to remember the April numbers not reflected in those data set, and it could get worse in the second quarter. And the big question is, how has the low rate environment affected the earnings of banks? And we've just seen this morning DBS first quarter profit down 29%, and it is also provisioning more for loan losses due to the slump in oil prices and what's happening with the COVID-19 outbreak. To get a bit more insight, we've got Pan Jingyi. She's the market strategist at IG. Morning, Jingyi. How are you doing this Thursday?
Good morning, Ryan. Happy Thursday. Certainly, I think the market's been pretty exciting so far this week.
Yeah, quite a bit to go through this week. And we have the first bank rolling out with its earnings, DBS, for the local three banks. Give us a bit of an overview. Are you impressed with the numbers? Because this is actually worse than what some analysts were looking out for.
Yeah, well, so Ryan, I think what we have seen with the bank earnings for the Q1 quarter itself, I think generally we were expecting net interest income to come in strong. I think we've certainly seen that increase about 7% from a year ago. And total income in turn itself, well, of course, with that core business doing well, did grow 13% from a year ago to a new high of 4.03 billion itself. But of course, and you preempted us that, you know, the allowance itself had certainly surged to pretty high general allowance, which really is one that's been seen to prepare for the worst over here, about 0.7 billion and altogether more than 1 billion in total allowance cut out from this current quarter itself. So I think, you know, generally, as we look at the numbers itself, it doesn't come in to be too impressive, of course, with that 29% decline, but certainly it isn't perhaps, you know, too far away from what the analysts were expecting across polls on Refinitiv and Bloomberg, for example, in terms of the consensus. So I think, you know, the results itself does shed light on the fact that the economy itself is preparing a little bit for the worst. But of course, I think at this point of time, it does look like DBS here does look to be pretty well prepared in that sense. And I think, you know, especially with their asset quality deterioration, doesn't seem to be that bad yet. And they're able to pay out dividends, of course, here.
Hey, Jingyi, so I'm just looking at the profit rise down 29%. And one of the factors that affects the profitability of banks is the net interest margins. And low rates doesn't help things, but I'm looking at net interest margins stable at 1.86% despite the emergency rate cuts, despite the low rates in the US. Give us an idea why this is happening, and do you expect these rates to go down?
Yeah, well, so to really just explain a little bit on net interest margins, really the difference between the bank lending and, of course, the borrowing service. So I think in that sense itself, we have really seen this itself being tied to what the Fed is doing. But if we look at, for example, the SIBOR really reflecting that kind of interest rate changes, it had been in the 1.7 to 1.8% zone in January to at least early March. And of course, through March itself, we've seen the Fed coming and racing to zero in the rescue of the US economy. And that itself did find the SIBOR itself declining likewise to about 1% by the end of March. But that being said, of course, we've certainly seen the effects towards the end of March. And of course, demand itself for loans actually, as to likes of Straits Times actually reported, has actually increased in March itself due to the cash flow issues for businesses and so on and so forth. So I think on that end, it pretty much kept the net interest margins supported. But as DBS preluded and the general expectations that it's going to take a bit of a tumble into Q2 itself, how it's going to rank against loan improvements itself remains to be seen. But of course, I think that's going to play a little bit effect into diminishing a little bit of this profitability here.
Rachel Panjingyi, she's the market strategist at IEG, helping us to break down DBS's first quarter earnings. Net profit down 29%, and one big reason was the spike in loan loss provisions. It is doing a bit of preemptive provisioning because of the COVID-19 situation and the slump in oil prices. Jingyi, so you saw it jump from 76 million to 1.09 billion. Is this the worst it's going to get in terms of loan loss provisions? Should we expect this to still be there in the quarters to come?
Yeah, well, so I think, Ryan, what's really interesting in the latest report as well, and that's, of course, provided from the CEO, Piyush Gupta, I think there's really been two scenarios put out over there, whether it's one that, you know, we'll see perhaps the circuit breaker come to a halt in June itself, or that potentially it could worsen. I think at this point of time, I think they are playing a little bit perhaps towards the first scenario in that case, increasing that loan loss provision, and, of course, that reserves itself really ramped up. But at this point of time, I think what they have also reflected is that the total reserve allowance, the allowance reserve itself does have a coverage of about 92%, which I think is pretty strong, assuming that with the collaterals involved as well, that's actually about 173%. So I think at this point of time, I think the market's really looking a little bit more hopeful towards that it's not going to be a prolonged L-shaped recovery perhaps for the economy. So I think on that end itself, it really, unfortunately, is a bit of a wait-and-see situation. But I think so far it does look like they are well prepared for at least Q2 in this sense. So I think the further updates may have to come along before we can get a clearer picture.
Hey, Jingyi, just to wrap things up, right, give us a bit of a outlook when you look at the banks right now, because you have quite a tough time for many businesses, especially the property sector, and looking at some companies potentially going bankrupt once the whole COVID-19 situation is over. What is the loans outlook like for banks right now?
Yeah, well, so I think with the first quarter, and well, Ryan, as you really rightly pointed out at the start of the conversation, that it really is capturing the COVID-19 implications only towards the last third of the situation. So I think on the end itself, we've certainly seen the loan growth situation first two months of the year stable by about 3%, and of course the latest update through what DBS has shown that is that loan growth had actually surged a little bit perhaps into March. So I think that kind of picture does come in to be a little bit positive if things just work out well, and that eventually the businesses will be able to weather the things. It's due a time function, a time game here as to how long these COVID-19 implications will stay. I think, you know, to the extent of preparation for a June halt for the circuit breaker, I think that's likely to keep the loan growth a little bit healthy just as the business managed cash flow. But the problem will come if the repayment issue does sustain, if past about June period of time, we still continue to find the implications upon the economy. So I think the outlook at this point of time is a little bit uncertain. I do think that there's a bit of optimism that's been picking up in the global economy. So hopefully that will come through to the Singapore economy as well as we manage about the COVID-19 implications.
Yeah, we hope things turn around soon. We've been chatting with Pan Jingyi. She's the market strategist for IG. Jingyi, thank you so much for your time and happy weekend in advance.
Thank you. Take care.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.